Well, welcome everyone to this funeral service where we gather together to give thanks to God for the life of Dennis Frizzell. Dennis was a husband to Maureen, a brother to seven siblings. One of them, Derek, was Dennis's twin. All the other six siblings, or six out of the seven siblings, have already passed away. One, Stanley, is still alive. Dennis was also a dad to Philip and to Jean, a grandfather to Chloe, Simon, and Justin. And on behalf of my wife, Lindsay, and I, and our whole church family at Great Vic, we want to offer our sincere condolences to you all as a family. This morning, we set aside time to remember Dennis with thankfulness. We come to honor him, to ask for God's comfort for the whole family circle. We also come to hear of the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, the hope of life beyond death in Jesus Christ. For though Dennis's body may be in this coffin before us, Dennis is not in that body anymore. He is absent from that body and is now present with the Lord. He is more alive than ever, free from dementia, thinking clearly, seeing his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus spoke to Martha, who was grieving over her brother's death. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." "Do you believe this?" Jesus asked. Dennis did believe this. And so he has died, but he has gone to be with the Lord. He lives on in the presence of God because he placed his hope in Jesus. He is now seeing firsthand the fullness of the greatness of the God who has drawn the sting out of death and who offers hope beyond the grave. So let's begin by standing together to sing this first great hymn where we sing of the greatness of God. Let's stand to sing, "How Great Thou Art."